Today is May 4th, a.k.a. May the 4th be with you. And I am surrounded by people that love Star Wars almost too much, to the point where I'm like, can you guys please stop talking about Star Wars?
Ooh, Hollywood Studios, here I come, Star Wars Galaxy. I'm going in September, and it is going to be dope.
Okay, producer John is here, too. And producer John is also one of those people that is way too into Star Wars.
My 30th birthday party was Star Wars themed.
Well, I respect the fact that he's a fan, but the fact is that he's not always right, Anna. There's certain things about the Star Wars catalog that he just doesn't understand.
Oh, come on.
This is every day of my life. Again, I don't know why a grown man would turn 30 and have a Star Wars-themed birthday party, but either way, I have promised them, because today is May the 4th be with you, that I would give them 60 seconds where I will just shut my mouth, and that's it. 60 seconds where they could argue about whatever it is that they want to argue about today having to do with Star Wars.
Well, there's really only one argument to start with John, and that is the fact that Solo is a good movie.
No, it's not.
Yeah, no, Solo was a good movie. Great cast, Emilia Clarke, wicked hot.
Okay, all right? So we get Khaleesi and we just decide to make another vehicle for her. Let's put her in every single major franchise. Why not?
I don't know what that kid's name was, but he was a pretty good Han Solo, a young Han Solo. I was here for Han Solo.
But here's the thing, nobody wanted that movie.
What are you talking about? Nobody wanted the movie. They made the movie because everybody wanted the movie, and then they made the movie come out too soon. That was the problem with said movie. We get to see Han Solo go from a comical, joyous, life-loving friend to the scoundrel that we know and love that he becomes later on. He shoots first at that one, and there's never any question.
And he should shoot first because he was a scoundrel to begin with. This man was doing all kinds of illegal activity for the Hutts, okay? He shot Greedo as soon as he sat down at the table.
Oh,
this was
gosh.
A bad man who then found a cause to believe in, a woman to love, and that redeemed him.
But now you see where he became
this
a bad man,
because
Woody
life.
Harrelson was not nice to him, and he lied to his face.
I know, but that doesn't... No, he was bad to start out with.
Okay, thank God. All right, the minute is up. I'm glad we all got that out of the way. And now let's never do it again. You can have another minute next year, okay?
I'm going to watch it this afternoon.
No, I don't care anymore. That's it. We're done here. I have no idea when I read headlines like this why I get so sad. I immediately was like, oh, no. Oh, no.
You don't even know
terrible.
These people.
Exactly. Bill and Melinda Gates are getting a divorce. They announced it yesterday. There's no prenup. Bill Gates is 64. His wife Melinda is 56. They said in court statements that their divorce is irretrievably broken, and they shared online, and I quote, they no longer believe they can grow together as a couple in the next phase of their lives.
$147 billion, I heard roundabout.
It's a lot of money.
That's a whole lot of money with no prenup, man. And they built it together, and they've been giving away a fair amount for a long time. So I got to imagine, even though they're getting divorced, Anna, it's probably pretty amicable. You know what I mean?
Right,
like,
well,
they've come to an agreement already, you would think.
Well, they do. They have a separation agreement already in place, and Melinda says that she doesn't need spousal support. And then I started thinking about it.
Of course she doesn't need spousal support. Nobody needs nothing. You're going to cut that money in half
billions.
And everybody's going to be fine buying your own country.
Well, you know, immediately everybody's like, oh, there's going to be a fight over the money. And then I said, wait a minute, stop. No. The average couple fights over money because there's not a lot of it.
That's right.
When you have billions upon billions upon billions of dollars, nobody cares. Neither of you have to worry ever.
Yeah, I mean, look at Bezos and his wife, right? They did that pretty cleanly, and everybody freaked out when that happened, too, because of Amazon. Elon Musk is just like, I'm going to do this Sinatra's way. I'm not going to get married. I'm just going to have lots of kids. That's what I'll do.
Yeah, and Mackenzie Scott, that's... Jeff Bezos' ex-wife.
Right.
She got all that money, and then she immediately pledged $35 billion to charity.
Yeah, well,
she's...
They've been doing this for a while, but all of them have been giving away money. It's not like she's better than Bezos.
No.
They gave away billions.
Yeah, but they live in a world like we can't understand.
Of course.
So, like, we immediately think, here comes the fight, and let's just be honest. That doesn't exist because... they have all of the money in the world, literally.
I think you can expect, though, there will be some changes that will actually affect people.
Like what?
Well, I mean, number one, now when you want to restart your computer, it's probably only going to happen on weekends, and you're going to have to trade off every other holiday with your ex-spouse. You're not going to be able to do it whenever you want to at that point.
I didn't even think about that, Raven.
Right. Or if you're changing the startup sounds on computers, it's not all going to sound like this anymore. It's going to be more like a broken glass-like effect where, you know, it's like a plate flying at your head or something like that.
Divorce is terrible. Who knew?
And instead of arguing over the family dogs, they're just cloning them right now, like in Matrix pods. That way, you know, everybody's going to be satisfied. Nobody will be unhappy.
So I guess there will be a few changes.
Right.
Yeah.
But
we'll
probably survive it.
I think
so. Given the fact that we don't live with Bill and Melinda Gates.
Well, not yet anyway. Eventually, when he gets kicked out, he'll need somewhere to stay. And he can come stay in my basement.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. I got an email from Meredith yesterday. She wrote, I was driving to work this morning and a blue Porsche in front of me threw their cigarette butt out the window when we were at a stop sign. That's all I need to know about you.
Have an ashtray.
I just so yucky. Like, well, don't throw your cigarette butts outside. I also don't like it when people think the beach or any kind of sand is automatically an ashtray, too.
Anything you take to the beach, you have to pick up. Any sort of trash or whatever. So, listen, if you're putting your cigarette out on the sand next to you, next to your towel, so you're going to pick those all up at the end of the day? All right, I'm not going to judge you. But I'm just saying it's like, don't litter. Litter is so out of style at this point, man.
We were at Home Depot the other day in Dakota. My two-year-old picked up a cigarette butt. You know, they pick up everything.
And that's gross.
Like, I was like, ah!
Right,
like,
right.
You scream. Right. You don't know what to do as a parent. Also, if you have a bumper sticker on your car that reads 70.3, but you can't drive straight in your own lane, that's all I need to know about you.
Mm.
I pulled up behind this car yesterday. It had one of those, like, marathon stickers.
Right.
But it was 70.3, and immediately I start questioning.
It's like an ultra marathon,
what
right, or something?
It's an Ironman.
Okay.
I Googled it when I got home because I was so confused. So then, you know, I see them like swerving in and out of the lanes and I go and I'm like, did she just do the Ironman?
Maybe she's tired.
And you're just exhausted that you can't figure out. You could go 70 miles between biking, swimming and running. But for some reason, you can't drive your car in a straight line in a lane. That's all I need to know about you.
If you show up to help somebody with their home project or for moving day and you're already under the influence, that's all I need to know about you.
Your friends are whack.
See, I had to get the gazebo roof up, and I worked on this project for days, man. This thing was, it was definitely larger than I thought it was going to be as far as, you know, project, the scope of the entire thing doing it. And so I had to get like five guys over at the house yesterday to help me get this thing up. Man, very small window in between rain, by the way, too. And we did it. It was successful. And my buddy, he was effective, Bill, but he showed up and he wasn't talking and he was real quiet. And then he was a little bit wobbly the first time going up the ladder. I was like, what's going on? He's like, oh, I helped my buddy move this morning. And then it was pizza and beer for lunch. I was like, well, you could have stayed home. He got a ride there and he came. So whatever. Thanks for the help. We did get it up.
Well, no, you don't have to buy him the pizza and beer.
That's what I said.
Right. That was
it. And you know what? One of the guys said, he's like, so what are we eating? I was like, are you kidding me? We did this in 90 minutes.
Oh,
you guys are out of here.
So you think 90 minutes doesn't require you to provide pizza and beer?
Only the two guys that went 2 days, they'll get a bottle of something.
Everybody else, nope.
Everybody else, forget it.
If you're not here for 3 hours, you're not getting pizza.
That's it. There's a certain time limit on this thing.
1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. That's all I need to know about you.
You know, guys, if you leave 2 weeks of newspapers all over your driveway, that's all I need to know about you.
Like they're home?
Why the paper gets delivered and you never pick it up out of the yard, you know, except when you bring out the garbage bin to the curb? That's all I need to know about you.
See, in the movies, if somebody has all their newspapers outside, it's because they're dead inside.
That's what I thought.
Right. I was like, has somebody checked on them to make sure they're okay?
Right. Has their dog been out in 2 weeks? Because he's eating them.
Oh,
right,
Raven.
Now.
Oh, that was one step too far.
Somebody should call the police.
That's disgusting.
Sad but true.
1-800-330-9999. If you ever want to call in too, you could also text. Just got to fill in the blank. If you're blank, that's all I need to know about you. It's National Teacher Appreciation Day. Thank you to all our hardworking teachers, especially after this weird pandemic year we've had. It's been crazy.
Yeah, it hasn't been a good year. Hasn't been a fun, easy time, that's for sure. Not an easy job to do in any circumstances,
regular times,
for real. But,
yeah.
You know, obviously things a little bit crazier this year.
Teaching for 8 hours with a mask on or trying to get a six-year-old to sit through a Zoom session so you could read them a book. Like, so
nearly
much credit.
Impossible.
Yeah. So I was a high school teacher. I was a high school English teacher for a few years, and I didn't make it. Like I always say, like it wasn't for me, you know?
It's one of the few things that you will admit that you were defeated a bit by.
I remember my husband being like, well, you're going to keep your your certifications intact. I go, no, I'm never going back to a classroom.
Not ever.
But you want to know what, Raven?
Mm.
It wasn't really the students. It was the parents. It's the parents that broke me.
Yeah.
And I'm still obviously friends with a lot of teachers now.
Sure.
One of my best girlfriends, Jessica, she's a science high school teacher. She called me yesterday. She's like, I got a vent. I'm like, go for it. And she was like, I got a call from a mom.
Mm-hmm.
And she's upset that her son is failing class. I go, why is he failing? So he has opted to be remote. He has not signed in 80 times this year. 80 times wow. he has missed her class. So
well, clearly it's the teacher's fault.
It's her fault.
Right.
Right. What's wrong with your Wi-Fi? And she's like, well, you know, it's really hard when they're home. And she's like, right, but you opted for remote and you're not coming in and he's not signing on.
Right.
Like, how do I know that he's doing anything? He doesn't sign, you know, doesn't send in the appropriate paperwork. And she was like, well, because he can't sign on. Well, like, whose problem is that?
Right.
And I was thinking about it because when I was a high school teacher, I'll never forget it. It's like, you know, parents are advocates for their kids, as
sure.
they should be.
Of course.
I'm a parent. I'm an advocate for my child. I'm sure there are plenty of times where I've been crazy town. But I'll never forget that one time I was at the gym and I was on elliptical. And I am huffing
You're going
and puffing.
For it,
I'm
right.
going for it. And a mom walks in. And she waves at me, and I went, hey! You know, I recognized her.
Sure.
And she gets on the elliptical next to me.
Right.
And she started asking me about a project that they were working on and how her daughter was doing on the project.
I can't stand this when people want to talk at the gym.
Right.
Like, how can you do? You're out of breath.
I can't breathe.
Yeah. There's not many pieces of equipment that I've still got enough air in me to have a conversation while working out.
She needs to learn how to cite her works. She's having a hard time with citing. Like, it's the most ridiculous thing. And I think for a lot of teachers, you have that issue when you got to deal with the parents, you know, besides just the kids.
Sure, sure. I mean, not to say that every teacher is perfect,
because
we know that there's good and bad with that too. But I would say that the odds are on that, you know, there's more crazy parents than there are teachers.
And that's why the floor is all yours. It's National Teacher Appreciation Day. Thank you to all our teachers. I mean, always you're thankful for your teachers, but this year more than ever, especially as a parent, seeing what they have to deal with the remote and the online and who can't log on and who stays on mute. And now they don't even put their videos on anymore. You have no idea what's going on. Oh, it's tough out there.
I mean, truth is it's not an easy job in the best of times. But over the past year and a half, obviously, it's been a little bit more challenging. We know that one of the craziest things that you deal with as a teacher, it's not actually the students. I mean, they can be trouble, sure, but they're just kids. A lot of times it's the parents.
Right. And I've been on both sides because I was a high school teacher and now I'm a parent. But I got to say, I felt like the dumb parent not too long ago. Dakota, my little one, she's going to be starting preschool in September, but she has to be potty trained,
mm-hmm.
right?
Sure.
And she's not. So I'm starting to get worried as we're getting closer. So I called the principal and I said, if she's not potty trained, you know,
what
well,
happens?
What happens?
Right.
And she's like, you mean if she has an accident? I go, yeah. She goes, we'll clean her. I was right. like, oh. I was like, we get to let her sit and film.
But what if there's 5 accidents a day? Do they send her back for retraining?
Oh, my gosh. I felt like I'm the dumb parent right now. I'm 100% the dumb parent. Teachers, what is the dumbest thing that a parent has ever asked you or the most awkward situation you've ever been in with a parent? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Hannah and Raven.
I work in a very small school, and we have a very nice, close-knit community. And we suspected that one of the children, a young kindergartner, possibly had a UTI. So I called the parent and told them, and she asked if we would possibly be able to collect the urine sample so she could bring it to the doctor.
Wow. I mean, that's thoughtful, right? I mean, you really are close and friends there, right?
I mean, I guess I'm flattered she was that comfortable with me to ask, but I said, no, we don't do that here.
Right,
oh, that's
right.
Amazing.
That's a no. That's
yeah.
a hard no.
That's a no.
Hey, it's Anna and Raven.
Oh, my gosh. I've been a teacher for like 27 years, a long time. So one of my first years of teaching in a local high school, I was directing all the musicals. And a mother was not happy with the parts that her senior daughter had gotten. So she stalked my family. Literally said, I know where your kids go to school. And they were little at the time. Totally freaked me out. I went to the local police station. I had to go to her house in Warner. They wouldn't issue a restraining order yet, but that was the next.
Wow.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, lucky the kid was in the show at all because she was basically talentless. Scary as heck. I'm telling you, it was horrible.
Hey,
oh
everybody
gosh.
Gets to sing in the end of the year review. We all saw Dirty Dancing. Come on. Even her sister had a role.
Hey, Anna and Raven, what thing has a parent done to you as a teacher that has driven you crazy?
Well, I had a parent of one of my second graders. Now, I will say this was years ago when I taught in Virginia, but her child got in a fight in the cafeteria, and so she got suspended, and the mother came in the office demanding a meeting because she paid our salaries,
She owns that building because she paid taxes.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
Absolutely.
That sounds like that sounds like a defense that Raven would say. Right. I pay my taxes.
That's right. I do pay my taxes.
She was so unreasonable. The principal ended up having to have her escorted out of the building by the police.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
That's nuts. I mean, the calls just keep coming in, as they should. Teachers, the floor is all yours. Happy National Teacher Appreciation Day. 1-800-330-9999. I used to be a high school English teacher, and here's why I no longer am a high school English teacher. It wasn't the kids. It was the parents. The parents drove me crazy. And I think for a lot of teachers, they love the kids. That's why they got into the profession. But it's hard to deal with all these parents, right?
Now that I'm older, like, I can definitely see, you know, in high school, you're running around and you think that all your teachers are dorks or whatever, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're one of those and you think that they're all crazy, but then you realize, like, how much stuff they put up with, how much stuff they let you get away with, how much they really shaped who you became as an adult after that.
Yeah.
It's really amazing.
Teachers, 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. What is the craziest or just plain dumb thing a parent has ever said to you? I got a text and this made me laugh. One time I received an email from a parent who was complaining about something. She was going on and on and on. Her email was riddled with spelling errors, grammatical errors, and did not contain a single capital letter. She finished the email with, "I'm an English teacher, so I know what I'm talking about." The woman was an embarrassment to teachers of English. I kept the email as a souvenir to reread when I needed a good laugh.
It's like when you put your first dollar up on the wall of the diner or something like that. Frame it. Have it in your office, right? Just to remind you what it is that you're up against.
Side note, when we get really crazy emails from listeners that come every once in a while, I also keep them. And then I read them to my friends when we have wine. It's true. It's true. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's the nuttiest thing you've ever had to deal with when it comes to parents?
Good morning. First time, long time. My name is Jericho, and I just want to say happy to be on this morning. I am a teacher, and I had an email go out to a failing student's parent, and the parent turned it around and said, "What can I do for the student?" And I said, "Absolutely. I'd love to work on the success." The parent took that email personally. The next email, I was copied along with her husband and basically said, "Can't wait to meet you in the parking lot after school."
Oh, they wanted to fight you.
Yeah, both.
What?
I said, "Well, I'd love to meet you in the parking lot after school with the police." I show up to the parking lot, and the mom comes out swinging, and the dad's ready, and the kid goes, whoa. No, that's the wrong teacher.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. That is crazy.
Yeah, that's the bottom of the barrel. But, yeah, happy teacher appreciation.
Right.
Well, I'm glad that they didn't land a punch. How can you imagine? It's the
my
wrong
gosh.
Teacher.
Right. Clearly, the teachers are the problem.
Yeah. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Are you a teacher?
Yes, I am. I've been a teacher for 26 years.
What is the nuttiest thing that you ever heard from a parent?
Let me tell you, I hate Teacher's Day. I hate pictures because you have those parents that be like, "Make sure he don't get dirty or she don't get dirty before the pictures. Make sure they smile, fix their hair. And when they're done with the pictures, can you change their clothes, please?"
I will say, from a parent's perspective, for some reason, they always take Hayden, my oldest, picture after lunch. And there is always food in her teeth. And I'm like, seriously? Like, nobody gave you a heads up?
just to remind you guys, you only got to take care of 28 children, not just one. And I know it's like, oh, Lord. And then they come back when they see the picture. Well, then he smile. "I don't want this picture. I don't want this. This is bad." I'm like, oh, my gosh, I can't deal with pictures. I hate pictures.
Well, happy National Teacher Appreciation Day. We appreciate you every day.
You feel like there should be like a makeup artist or a cosmetologist, right? Like, that's not on the teacher. If anything, it's on the picture company.
They give that one comb, that budget comb.
Right. And if you hit your scalp with it, it hurts.
National Teacher Appreciation Day, and that's why we're opening the floor to all teachers. This is your shot to vent, because we know you've had a tough run this last year. You can call or text 1-800-330-9999. It's not always the kids that are the problem. It's actually usually probably the adults, the parents that are involved. Checking our text line, I taught in early elementary, and we didn't allow water bottles in the class. With the young ones, they spill it all the time, and it's a distraction. I had one mom who was paranoid and overprotective. It got to the point where I had to call her in during the day if I put a Band-Aid on her daughter, because if she got a paper cut. Anyway, she hated that her child had a drink from cups or the water fountain, and she made the pediatrician write me a letter allowing her to drink water freely in the room from a water bottle. Oh, boy. When they show up with the letter from the doctor,
right.
You know, to exempt. 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Are you a teacher?
Yes, I am.
What's the craziest thing you've had to deal with when it comes to parents?
Well, I had to choose between two, but the problem was I had one parent who yelled at me because I didn't fail his daughter.
So wait a minute. He wanted you to fail his daughter for what reason?
He said that she couldn't be doing this good and he demanded my grading policy because I was giving too many extra at-home assignments that was allowing her to pass.
So basically he said, I know my daughter's dumb.
Right.
And you've made this workable for her and that's a problem for me.
That is unbelievable. Unbelievable. Thank you for the call. God bless you. Forget Happy Teacher Appreciation Day. Just may God bless you. Anna and Raven, what did you have to deal with when it comes to parents?
Well, I taught, this is about 25 years ago when I was younger, and I had a parent that just wanted to be the class parent and she could not hear no. And so she said to me, well, maybe if you were a mother, you would understand.
Good.
That hit hard.
First of all, nobody wants to be the room mom.
No. But some do. And if they want to be, like, it's a big problem.
But if they want to be the room mom, there's already screws loose.
Right.
Because you know that is a job that involves a lot of work.
Super intense. Yeah, high maintenance parents.
Absolutely. I could pick her in a lineup. I already know what she's wearing, to be honest.
She brings the cupcakes, and you wonder, is there something in them?
Right. She knows exactly how to fold the napkins at the kids' seats. Thank you for the call, and thank you for being such a great teacher. We appreciate it. Anna and Raven, what did you have to deal with parents?
I was having many challenges with my high school students, and there was one student in particular that wasn't doing the work that was assigned. And so I called the parent after school one day and was speaking to the father. And he said to me, no, I don't work for you. You work for me.
It's a common thread when dealing with city workers sometimes when people lose it. Like, they'll say something like that. Like, I mean, I do pay my taxes, but I don't think I've ever said I pay your salary to anybody.
Teachers don't work for us. they don't.
Well, that person believes that they do.
Customer is always right. No, you're not. You're certainly not.
Sometimes the customer is a jerk.
To all the teachers out there that have been doing this for the last year and forever, all your hard work, thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Turns out the best margarita isn't the one that you buy pre-mixed and that you just shake it with a little tequila.
I would think that the best margarita is the one that you have in hand.
You can make it from scratch. Chef Plum from the Food Network. You can visit him online at chefplum.com. Plum, I didn't realize, you buy the mix and you pour the margarita, you put the Cuervo in there with it. You shake it up and you're like, hey, margarita. But that's not how you actually make a margarita.
I can't believe you said buy a mix. What are we talking about here? Like, you're spending more money on that than just making the liquor itself.
I didn't realize it was so easy. That's the thing.
It's incredibly easy. There are some good mixes out there, especially ones that you just add a little tequila to. They're natural juices and it's all made. Those are okay to use. I don't like to use them, but they're okay to use. The easiest way to do it, limes. Limes are your best friend when making a margarita. Take a fresh lime, roll it. That breaks a little juice capsularies inside up and open so you can get more juice out of it. And get one of those little like green or yellow juice. You've seen those where you can put half a lemon or lime in it and you
squeeze
it down like a Pac-Man mouth to squeeze the juice out. Get one of those. Squeeze that lime juice right in the glass, a whole lime. And then add a little tequila, add a little triple sec if you want. And then just shake it up really, really good. That's half the battle right there.
Wait a minute. Don't you need the sweet part? My husband puts Grand Marnier. How do I say that
Grand
word?
Grand Marnier.
Triple
Grand
sec. Marnier. I said use a little triple sec. Which
is that
Grand
the same
Marnier,
thing?
Grand Marnier and triple sec are the same thing.
It'll be the same
higher end triple sec.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's awesome.
Yeah, so you don't have to have the Grand Marnier, but you can to make it, it's a little bit higher end. But
pinky out.
That's right. But a little lime juice, triple sec, and tequila, and you're good to go. The one thing I will say is if you're going to spend money on, don't buy those expensive pre-mixed, just add tequila to or just add your things to. Spend the money on getting a good tequila.
So that's a big question I think people have, especially with Cinco de Mayo. It's coming up tomorrow.
Sure.
So margaritas for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But is that what is the best tequila? And why are some of them clear and some of them the brown color?
Yeah, so that's different agings of the tequila, right? So the darker it is, the longer it's been aging. When I'm making a great margarita, my preference is to use, obviously, the Tears of George Clooney. it's the best stuff on the planet.
Casamigos is my favorite. I'm telling you, You don't get a hangover.
Anna thinks it's magic.
I think it's magic. So me and my girlfriends can polish off like a bottle of it like one night, you know, and the next morning it's like we could get up and be moms and normal. And it's completely fine.
Absolutely right. I mean, that's the best thing you could say right there. That's the best endorsement for it ever. Yeah. Quick story. I was doing an event at a big food festival in Vermont. I was working with Casamigos. My daughters and I actually did a pop-up taco bar in the middle of this whole festival out of nowhere, which is pretty cool. And I used a little Casamigos to make a Casamigos crema to go on the tacos. And as we're putting it out there and giving a little Casamigos margarita, I was telling everybody it's Tears of George Clooney. It has built-in Advil. They put it into the actual tequila before they sell it so you don't get a hangover.
Right. This, all of a sudden, this turned into a really strange commercial for Casamigos.
Well, you know, the funny thing is if you told it that on any advertising for Casamigos, people would buy it like crazy.
Yeah.
And here's the good news. We have microphones, therefore we're experts.
Right.
But listen, when making a margarita, don't overthink it. Get some lime. Spend a little extra money on a good tequila, a little triple sec, mix it together, shake it really nicely, and finish it with a little bit more lime. It's fantastic.
Chef Plum from the Food Network. Visit him online at chefplum.com. Tomorrow for Cinco de Mayo, we're going to be making tortillas. What's your big decision that you have to make today? 1-800-330-9999. Maybe your big decision is whether or not you're going to go grocery shopping and drag yourself to the grocery store, or maybe something big, like, are you going to take that new job?
Yeah, it could be something big or small, that's for sure. But either way, every day we're faced with different decisions, right?
That's right. So, Raven, my big decision today is that friends of mine, their sisters, their mother passed away. She was very elderly and sick. But the wake is significantly far away from my home.
Mm-hmm.
And in order for me to go, and I've never met their mother, I would have to, like, figure out a whole lot of things on who's going to watch my kids, who's going to get Hayden to soccer practice, can I get my husband to be able to do it, and am I going to be sitting in traffic for 2 hours to get there? And my big decision is, do I do it or do I just send flowers?
Right.
And it's always so tough because it sounds so terrible.
It's a big decision.
But it's a big decision.
Hey, I mean, all those different things that you have in the way, it's called life, right? And then when you get there, too, you don't know. Will we be able to sit together?
You
will
can't.
Will I be to drive
it's through? It's a walkthrough. It's
right.
So
right.
It says so. Right on, like, the thing that it's just a walkthrough. So you just walk through. I've never been to a walkthrough wake yet, so I guess we just wave. I'm not sure how what it entails.
What do you do with that? Right. This past weekend, I had to decide that about my niece's wedding. So terrible. The dog is hurt. We couldn't do it. We couldn't get there at that time. We would have had to take a test within a certain amount of time. The window was very small. Nobody to watch. It was just, it was terrible.
But Raven, this is my decision. So should I just send flowers or should I make the trip and then have to figure it all out?
It's your decision. That's your big decision of the day.
The whole point of this is that we have to make the decision for each other.
Oh my gosh. I would send the flowers, truthfully told. I mean, you're walking through. I would send the flowers.
All right. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's your big decision of the day?
If I'm going to stay on my diet today.
Oh my gosh, it's so hard. Oh, I started doing my calories, counting them again and logging them.
The thing that sinks the most is like, you got to make that decision all day and all night long.
That's
over and over and over again. Just stay on the diet.
Every day.
Yeah.
And every day. And I think I'm going to have to cut an arm or a leg off to lose a couple of pounds. I think that's the way I have to go. Mm.
Listen, this is what we're going to do. I'm going to make this decision for you because we're also making this decision for me. We're going to do what's right today. We're going to stay on the diet. We're going to do what we're supposed to do.
Okay.
We're going to drink the water because you want to know what? Tonight when we go to bed, we're going to feel better about ourselves.
Okay. Thank you for helping me today.
Yeah,
have a beautiful day.
All right.
You sure you don't want to start tomorrow?
No, I've been doing well.
I want to
keep doing it. No, I've been doing well. I got my dumb rice cakes right here. I'm going to just keep doing it. Raven, what's your big decision today?
Well, I have to decide whether or not this is a real thing, and this is going to seem silly to many people, but I have to decide whether or not to put my dog in a crib for 2 weeks after he has surgery or some sort of, you know, contraption pen in the middle of the living room, and I got to build a fence that blocks off the couch so he doesn't try to jump on it. These are the things that I have to decide whether or not I'm actually doing those today.
Do you want to borrow a bassinet from me? Do you want me to? I can give you a bassinet.
It's kind of the same thing if the bottom was just a little bit more stable.
Okay.
And there's a difference, apparently, between a yoga mat and a fatigue pad.
Okay.
And I need to go figure that out over the next 24 hours at Home Depot.
What's your big decision that you have to make today? 1-800-330-9999. Sometimes it's as simple as, what am I going to have for lunch? Sometimes it's huge, like, am I going to take this new job? My big decision today is there's a wake tonight. Friends of mine, sisters, their mother passed away. I didn't know their mother. She was very elderly. But it's really far away from my house, and they would be so much juggling of how to get the kids to practice, who's going to watch the little one.
Tension.
And should I just send flowers instead, you know?
Yeah, I told you you should probably just send the flowers at this point. It's hard. Plus, you're just driving through. You never met the woman.
Yeah, it's true. It's just a walkthrough. It's not like you don't get to sit or anything like that because of COVID. Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
Yes. I say that I would personally go to the funeral, even though it might be tough arranging stuff, because in the long run, you would want the same from your friends, and it just feels nice doing the good thing.
Here's the thing. When I'm dead, I actually don't care at all.
It's not for the person that's dead. It's for the rest of the family.
Oh, okay. Well, I misunderstood her then. But I never met her.
She doesn't even know who I am.
I'm just saying, you know, if I'm dead, I don't care.
Okay.
You know, I mean, I hope there's a party and, you know, have some sandwiches for my friends because I enjoy finger foods.
Okay.
But, you know, if nobody shows up, more sandwiches for the person who is there. That's all I'm saying.
It's so tough. I have the flower website up right now to order the flowers, and I'm literally going back and forth. Go to the wake or just send the flowers, but it's going to be such a pain. And it's a walkthrough. I can't even stay.
Promise me at my funeral that if nobody eats the sandwiches, you'll take them home, and everybody will eat them at home.
I'll eat the sandwiches. I'll bring the sandwiches home.
Now I feel better.
All right. Producer Sean, what is your big decision for today?
Well, I need to pay my car loan. The only issue is my car loan place always has a line out the door now because of the pandemic. And instead of 5 minutes to go pay it, it's like a 45-minute wait. Do I leave here and go pay it, or do I go home and relax and do it another day?
I mean, who walks up and pays a car loan now? Do you not have a bank account?
Do you not? They call this the internet.
You can't wire it?
Here's the worst part. They charge you an additional $15 to do it that way.
Where did you get a car loan from? $15 to send a digital payment?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Yep. That seems weird, man.
This is a conversation for another time because this is the dumbest thing I ever heard.
The decision is get a new bank loan.
Right. Figure it out. Figure out a way to pay it online. But yes, you should just go pay it. Get it out of the way today so you don't have it hanging over your head, okay?
Oh, my gosh.
I'll do that.
1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's your big decision?
I'm just not. I have to go to work today.
You have to decide whether or not you're going to go to work?
Yeah.
Or take the day off or call in sick. What are your options? Or just not work because I work for myself. Yes.
So the decision is, should I go to work or should I stay home and not go to work?
Yeah, see, this is why I don't work just for myself, Anna. I need something to hold me accountable because I'd be like, oh, take today off, girl.
When was the last time that you gave yourself a day off?
I don't normally do that. I'm a single mom, so I'm always busy. Yeah. I'm always working.
Girl, take the time for yourself. It's Mother's Day week. Just take the time, take the day, enjoy that quiet time by yourself, and just take the day.
That's the thing. Everybody just went to school, and the house is quiet.
Listen, it's rare. That never happens. When I'm home by myself, it's like the best in the world.
Some people say they want the time off and they want the time alone, but then they sit there and they don't know what to do with themselves. Do you have something that's coming to you that's like, I want to do this today?
Well, not really, because I end up cleaning, but my idea is today to not do what I normally do.
You just take the day for yourself.
Okay, I am doing it. Thank you very much.
Okay, I'm going to do it too. I'm also going to sign off right now. Bye, guys.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every weekday, a couple joins us. They tell us what their disagreement is about, and then you just decide who's right. Steve and Joanna. Joanna, let's start with you. What's going on?
Okay, so my in-laws are very old-fashioned. They have a strict dress code for whenever we visit them, and we visit them like every Sunday for dinner. The kids just hate going to their grandparents' house because of it. My in-laws just insist that they dress up. The kids hate doing this. It leads to not a very fun evening. And I'm just really tired of having to fight with my kids and then also not enjoy myself every week. And I just want to like call it and not do it anymore.
So you want to stop going to your in-law's house because of the dress code for your children?
Yes.
What do they have to wear?
Oh, it's really like basic boring clothes, like dress slacks, dress shoes, button-down shirts, nothing a kid wants to be wearing.
Is this like an after church thing or is this just like This is how they expect people to come to their home for dinner.
It's how they expect people to come to their home for dinner. Mm-hmm. Like, we go to Sunday night dinners, and it's just weird. We're enjoying our weekend, and then we have to get all fancy, and it's just really annoying.
Steve, I mean, obviously, I don't know your parents, but if you said, you know, the kids really don't feel comfortable wearing this, would it be a big deal?
Here's the wrinkle, I guess, is that my parents have financially supported us for years. And, you know, I understand that they don't want to wear the clothes that they're wearing, but I just kind of think they have to kind of suck it up, you know, like, it's a respect thing.
So they've supplemented your guys' income throughout this time as you've raised your family, basically. I mean, on the one hand, I think that it's nice to have a tradition, right, where you have family come to visit all the time, and there's this meal, and some people just like a little mm-hmm. bit more formality from a certain other generation. On the other hand, you don't want to feel like right. something like that is hanging over your head, and sooner or later, as a kid, you're not going to want to wear that stuff all the time. I mean, I can remember that. That's tough.
Exactly.
Are just honestly, Steve, and I understand if the answer is no, are your parents flexible or not really? Is
right.
this kind of just how they are?
Right. Rigid or a mm-hmm. little bit more, you know, they're approachable. You can talk about these things.
Not so approachable.
Right. That's what I figured. It's okay. I get it. I understand that.
True.
Yeah.
Let's see what our audience has to say, because they may agree with you, Steve. It's one day a week that you go to visit, you know, his family, and this is kind of the rules that they've set down, and it's not asking too much, especially since they've done so much for your family. But Joanna, they may mm-hmm. see your side too. They're kids, and if they're not comfortable, they're not happy. You don't want them to grow up resenting their grandparents either.
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Steve and Joanna have younger children, and every weekend, every Sunday, they go to Steve's parents' house for dinner. Now, please keep in mind that Steve's parents also help financially support them. Okay?
Yeah, and all of a sudden, the kids just don't want to dress up anymore.
Yeah, so the parents have very rigid rules about what the kids have to wear. It's slacks, button-downs. They get dressed up when they go to Sunday dinner at Grandma and Grandpa's house. Joanna says that's enough. Like, this is ridiculous. They're kids. They fight going there every week because they don't want to get dressed up. Go tell your parents they're not going to wear that anymore.
Steve's parents are just from a different time. They've been supporting the family financially for a number of years at this point, but they've never really hung that over the head. Steve says this is just their tradition. They're always rigid. And when people come for dinner, they expect them to dress up a little bit. You know how this is, Anna. You go into certain houses, the china's going to be out, the table's going to be made. You know, that's just the way that they set things up.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Couples Court, Anna and Raven.
Hey, I'm on the wife's side. I think the kids basically should work into it, though. You just can't go cold turkey and start showing up in shorts and flip-flops. Maybe they should start to dress down a little bit and see how that works out first.
Leave just one shirt tail out at first, and then unbutton one less button.
No. Wear the slacks, wear the shirt, but have a stain on it.
Yeah.
Maybe, right?
Exactly.
Where's the Crocs,
you know,
one day?
A little button down, a khaki.
Yeah. Right. Don't comb your hair. Right.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's a Couples Court. Steve and Joanna's children are sick of having to dress up every Sunday when they go to Steve's parents' house. They say Grandma and Grandpa's house is no fun because we always have to dress up in these slacks and button-down shirts and wear this jacket. It's ridiculous.
I knew one thing growing up, Anna, that if I was going to Grandma's house and there was going to be any company whatsoever, I was expected to look right and have my manners in order. If I go to a funeral, I still put on a three-piece suit because that's what I was told to do.
But Joanna says this is ridiculous. We go there every single Sunday. The kids hate it because they don't want to get dressed up. Like, just have a talk with your parents. Steve says this is how they always are, and they're very formal people, and they financially help us a lot. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, Couples Court, Anna and Raven.
I'm on the wife's side. Just because they financially supported them and carried them doesn't mean the kids should have to basically carry the burden and dress up.
And Raven, whose side are you on?
Hi. Well, I just want to say something, if I may. It made me call in. The kids take their cue from their parents. If their parents made it more, you know, a fun thing to do, I think that they should, you know, that's what they should do. you know, make it more fun for the kids, and so the kids don't really have that feeling of dread of dressing up.
Yeah, you might be right. I mean, it definitely sounds like the husband has a sense of dread that comes with him, and the mom is, you know, she's just tired of it. On the other hand, forcing your kids to do something they don't want to do every single week is it's difficult, and it gets repetitive, and if it doesn't get easier, it's not fun.
But it also builds tradition.
But there are fun clothes out there that are still dress-up clothes. And if the parents acted really excited about it, the kids would be excited, too. I think it's the parents' fault, and I think they should go along with the tradition. I would do anything to have a family like that you go there every week.
I think there's something to be said about traditions like that. My husband will not wear jeans to church. Every Sunday, he wears khakis, he wears slacks, even if me and the girls are all wearing jeans and we're not dressed up, because that's how he was brought up. That's what his father made him wear. And there's something really endearing about that.
And Ann Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on the husband's side. He says just for dinner, and I think it's like, these people don't want to suck up anything anymore. Suck it up.
Yeah,
period.
You know, you're right. That is one thing, is that everybody is always so worried about how they feel about something every minute. They don't have a lot of consideration for the things that came before them. You are right about that. Thank you for the call.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Joanna, our audience agreed with you. Steve, it doesn't hurt just to have a conversation. You know, they're kids, and they really are not comfortable when they come, and it would really be helpful for me if you just let them wear whatever they want.
Yay!
I can totally see. Yeah. I can totally see where they're coming from, so... I'll figure out a way to mention it to my parents.
Steve, you're going to be wearing that suit the rest of your life, though. Just so you know, you better come by. You should be over there. You should be shoveling the driveway with that suit on. No, I'm just kidding. I know, sometimes it's tough. But, you know, there is a certain charm to it, too. I think that when years go by, we look back on these times and these different things that our grandparents used to have us do, and we realize, along with that rigidity, there is a bit of class and formality that came with it that a lot of people, that's just lost on them nowadays. They don't understand those rules.
Right. Yep. No, I agree. I gotcha.
All right, if you have a problem too, send an email, couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
Hey, Linda, you're up. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, leave the room, please.
Sure. Good luck, Linda.
Okay, Linda, we have $100 on the line right now. We have reset the jackpot. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. Raven's out in the hallway. He can't hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'll bring him back in. I'll ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. You ready to play?
Ready.
Number one, Ben Affleck has been spotted hanging out with Jennifer Lopez after J-Lo and A-Rod's breakup. The ex-couple filmed 2 movies together, Gigli and one that starred Liv Tyler. What was that one called?
Jersey Girl.
Number 2, Billie Eilish is on the cover of British Vogue and is sending a message about body positivity. Her recent documentary is called The World's a Little Blurry. On what streaming network did it premiere?
Apple TV Plus.
Number 3, Apple and Epic Games have started court proceedings over revenue from what game?
Roblox.
Number 4, Bill and Melinda Gates announced that they're getting a divorce. What software company did Bill Gates co-found?
Microsoft.
And number 5, Kim Kardashian will voice a new puppy, a poodle named Dolores, in the Paw Patrol movie that's coming out in August. What's the name of the boy that leads the Paw Patrol?
Chase.
You were so close on that last one, Linda. Hold on. Let me bring Raven back in.
Yo.
Okay, Linda got 3 out of 5.
Pretty good, Linda.
Number 1, Ben Affleck has been spotted hanging out with Jennifer Lopez after J-Lo and A-Rod's breakup. The ex-couple filmed 2 movies together, Gigli and one that also starred Liv Tyler. What was it called?
The one with Liv Tyler is Jersey Girl.
That's right. 2004 that movie came out. Number 2, Billie Eilish is on the cover of British Vogue and is sending a message about body positivity.
Good for you, Billie.
Her recent documentary is called The World's a Little Blurry. On what streaming network did it premiere?
It's on Apple, right?
Yes, Apple TV Plus. Yep. Number three. Apple and Epic Games have started court proceedings over revenue from what game?
Apple and Epic Games. I'm just going to take a guess and say Grand Theft Auto.
Nope, Fortnite.
Okay.
Number 4, Bill and Melinda Gates announced they're getting a divorce. What software company did Bill Gates co-found?
Microsoft.
That's right. You guys are tied at 3. And number 5, Kim Kardashian will voice a new puppy, a poodle named Dolores, in the new Paw Patrol movie that's coming out this August. What's the name of the boy that leads the Paw Patrol?
Steve.
No.
Frank.
No.
Bob.
No.
Oh, Michael.
No. It's Ryder.
No, oh, that Ryder. Was my next guess. That was my next guess.
But Linda would have had you. Linda, you said Chase. Chase is like the chief dog. You were close. You were so close.
I don't know, Paw Patrol.
Yeah. All right. I'm sorry, Linda. You guys tied at 3, so that does get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
Okay. This is Linda, and I can't beat Raven.
Well, thanks for trying, Linda. Hold on the line.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl.